Hello, I'm here with Ben Bullen, the new head chef at The Feathers, and he's here to do our podcast this week. So tell me, Ben, tell me a bit about yourself and your new position.
My name's Ben Bullen, and I'm the head chef at The Feathers Hotel in Woodstock. It's quite a new venture for me, very local, and trying to get the local trade back involved with The Feathers.
Tell me a bit about the restaurant at The Feathers.
The restaurant at The Feathers is a very relaxed atmosphere with a high quality service and good food.
And what menus have you brought in?
The menus I've brought in are my own with high quality produce. They're very relaxed with something for everybody. Whether it's from a nibble or a light bite to a bit more formal dining.
And if you had to say what your style of cooking would be, I know you hate this question, what would you say?
My style of cooking, I don't really have a style of cooking. I just like to cook good, honest, tasty food.
And your love of food, tell me where that came from.
My love of food came from my mother when we were younger, and she would bring us all together with Sunday lunch or dinner, mussels in the evening with French sticks, and it was just a bit more. It was a happy memory that she gave us.
And people will know you from MasterChef, The Professionals. Was that terrifying? What was it like being on TV?
MasterChef, it was very intense, very pressurised, but also one of the best experiences that I've ever had in cooking.
And now that you're here, which is very exciting for everybody in Woodstock, what do you hope to achieve?
I hope to achieve a consistent level of cooking and to win the locals back into the Feathers. It'd be lovely to get a lot more of a local following back on board.
And signature dish, every chef has one. What's yours?
My signature dish would be chump of lamb with pea and mint fragola, char grilled baby gem and marinated feta.
And finally, if you had your last supper, one final dish, what would it be?
My last supper would be my mum's lasagna and garlic bread.
Thank you very much, Ben.
Thank you.